I can only say that I think Milton Friedman and I must have a very, very different view of the kind of problem our society faces at this point in history. I think, to use one of Toynbee's good phrases, we are in the midst of a ghastly state of schism in the soul and schism in the body politic, which will, if I may mix the metaphor badly, come home to roost in the not-too-distant future, that we are facing one of the great civilizational crises of all time. I mean, you can look around you. The standards of life by which people have lived for hundreds of years, certain basic ones, are breaking down all around. The very Western family is breaking down. Western civilization, which from the days of, from 1000 AD until 15 years ago, was physically, just take examples, I'm not saying whether good or bad, physically expanding over the universe, is in the most rapid retreat conceivable. And if it continues at this rate, there will be no Western civilization in 25 more years. Just look at the map and consider what has happened to it since 1940, and just measure the things and repeat them. But I mentioned one internal problem, one external problem. Wherever you look, there is a tremendous, massive, searing, deep problem of the collapse of our civilization in every conceivable way. And I do not think that this is a problem, therefore, when as conservatives we speak of being anything or standing for anything, we are thinking of something we can slowly influence or here and there make an effect or say we'd like things this way or the other way. Nor, incidentally, I want to make one thing clear, I'm not proposing that we retire to our studies and forget about the fight, the struggle that must go on in school boards, in elections, in political institutions, in propaganda, in discussion, in all through the political thing. I am only saying, and I will repeat one sentence of my peroration to make myself very clear, I am saying that deeds are demanded of us, and perhaps first of all intellectual deeds. I am only saying this is a sector we've most neglected. Not that that it is the only sector to be carried out, and God forbid that any of us should write books and do nothing else. The problem exists all along the line. I am saying, however, that the standard, the banner behind which we exist, is badly tarnished and covered with fog and needs a lot of cleaning up and needs an awful lot of bringing up to date, and that this is something that simply has to be done. That we don't, and when I say we do not deserve to win without doing it, I mean we don't deserve to win without doing it, because we won't be doing the only thing that's worth doing or necessary to do at this time. We'll simply be joining in with the others and letting our civilization go down the drain.